This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. A new WBUR poll out today finds three potential state ballot questions have strong support from Massachusetts voters. The ballot questions would raise the income tax on those earning more than $1 million a year, lower the state sales tax to 5%, and require employers to provide paid family medical leave. Joining me now to dig into some of these data are Steve Casella, president of Mass Inc. Polling Group, who conducted the poll for WBUR. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
And Lauren Dzensky, reporter for Politico Massachusetts. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how's it going?
So first question, Steve, what's the most striking takeaway from the poll for you?
A lot of the focus for 2018 has been on what's the top of the ballot, so the Senate race and the gubernatorial election. These are three of actually many potential questions that could also be on the ballot. So we looked at the so-called fair share, the millionaire's tax. That one has 76% support. We also looked at one that's gotten a little bit less attention, the idea of cutting the sales tax from 6.25 to 5%. That one also got support in a similar range. And the highest of the three actually was, this is the first poll I've seen on this, was the idea of requiring paid family leave for Massachusetts workers. That clocked in with 82% support.
Which might be expected, I guess, in a way. Lauren, do any of the results surprise you?
No, not at all. I mean, the biggest question now is, what is Beacon Hill going to do ahead of 2018? This is essentially a massive restructuring in the state's tax code. Will lawmakers do anything to kind of mitigate this or to get ready?
There's often complaints about ballot questions as sort of a blunt instrument. You know, you hear this a lot from legislators that, you know, it takes some of the ability for them to do something precise out of their hands and puts it in the hands of the voters. But we're a year out, and that is what we're looking at, is these blunt instruments.
Lauren, what does the governor think of these ballot initiatives? Has he weighed in yet?
Governor Baker is notorious about not necessarily weighing in on things like this until things kind of come to a head. It's interesting to look at the sales tax pitch. It's coming from far more conservative forces, whereas the other two ballot questions are coming from very Democratic, very progressive sides. And so whether or not these ballot questions become politicized and, you know, either party kind of stakes claims, particularly the Republican Party and Governor Baker, who himself is also on the 2018 ballot, I'm eager to see how closely he ends up running with any of those.
Steve Casella, is it clear that these questions are going to be on the ballot?
The millionaire's tax is headed to the ballot. The other two are in the period now where they may be gathering signatures. We don't really know if they are, but if they want to go further, they have to gather many thousands of signatures. But all you have to do to get to the stage where we're at right now is just submit the language and 10 signatures, and then you can sort of hold everybody in suspense for a couple months while everyone waits to see if you're going to collect the rest of the signatures and move forward.
And there's no guarantee. I mean, only four questions appeared on the 2015 ballot after 28 petitions were initially certified.
Correct. And they can also be negotiated in the state legislature. You know, the state legislature could pass something similar and the organizers could decide to remove it from the ballot. That's also happened.
We also polled what people think about current laws regarding sexual harassment in the workplace. 43% said current laws need to be stronger. 42% said they're just about right the way they are right now. Surprising to you, Steve?
I think this is one where there's so much attention being paid to this that I'd expect these numbers to move around a little bit. You know, these aren't things where we have decade-long trends as to what people think about this. Even so, I would have expected more people to be looking for stricter laws just based on what's been happening in the news.
Lauren, this is an issue you've been covering. What do you make of the results?
This is such a hot-button topic that we're seeing kind of permeate through so many different aspects in society right now, whether it's higher education or state government or the financial industry that's seeing issues like this. One interesting takeaway that I saw from the poll itself is that 4% of respondents felt that sexual harassment laws were too strong, which I would love to speak to those 4% of respondents just to know exactly where that came from. But, you know, this is certainly an issue. And I think for people who kind of recognize it as, you know, this awakening, I would love to know where this goes in 6 months or a year. You know, what does this polling look like going forward?
Lauren Dzensky, reporter for Politico Massachusetts, and Steve Casella, president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducted the poll for WBUR. And you can find complete results of the poll at WBUR.org. Thank you both.
My pleasure.
Thank you.